Hello. Welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. Today we're going to look at the resurrection of Jesus from the dead and how Jesus, in his mercy and grace, can deliver us from fear. We begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you again for your life and your death and your resurrection. Thank you that your word tells us, shows us, that you're ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. And thank you that you're coming again to judge the living and the dead, to make all things new. We thank you for the glorious gospel story. We praise you, Lord Jesus, that you are the once and the present and the future King. Come to us by the Holy Spirit this morning, the risen Lord. Make your word come alive and apply it deeply into our hearts, that we might be changed, and that you might use us as agents of change in the wider world. Be with us, O Lord, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read from John chapter 20, and this is John's great resurrection chapter, and I'm going to pick up the reading from verse 19. Jesus is risen from the dead, and it's now the evening of that first day of the week. This is what happens. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone their sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." What an extraordinary scene this is. The disciples are together and the doors are locked. They're shut in, effectively. We might say that as a group, they're self-isolating. They are deeply afraid. What are they afraid of? Well, they've not understood that Jesus is now risen, and they recognize absolutely that once the leader of a group is taken, it's likely that they're going to be in difficulty as well. Are they going to be arrested? Are they going to be tortured? Are they going to be crucified? And so they retreat behind the locked door. It's really important that we recognize that in many ways their fears are real. They're not groundless. But it still strikes a jarring note, this great resurrection chapter. Jesus is risen. Jesus is alive. And yet the disciples are cowering in fear. I think we know this fear and anxiety very well in our own day and in our own circumstances. And we know it in other times in our lives as well. I remember a time just a few years ago when my late wife, Anne, was told that she was possibly going to be made redundant from her job in a school. Letters went out, the unions were consulted, the school had gone over budget, and there were going to have to be redundancies. And as I read the letter that she showed me, I remember panicking and being really afraid. We need the money that you're bringing in. You need to have that job, and you enjoy it very much. And I found myself saying, make sure that you protect yourself. Make sure that they know how valuable you are and the work that you do. It's really important. If someone is going to be made redundant, if people are going to be laid off, it mustn't be you. I remember her giving me a withering look and saying, well, that's all very well. But what about the single mothers who I work with who have no other form of income? What about the others who are in school who will be receiving this letter and will be frightened themselves, will be anxious and afraid? We need to show that we have something different because the risen Lord Jesus is with us. Before you write me off completely, I was properly rebuked and challenged. And as we reflected on this, we were able to pray together. But you see what was happening with me. I was in a place of fear. And because I was afraid, I had the instinct that so many of us have. We protect ourselves, or perhaps we protect ourselves and immediate family. It's like I was a hedgehog curling up into a ball with the spikes sticking outwards. Because of fear and anxiety, I wasn't able to think of others. I wasn't able to engage in expansive, generous mission and ministry in the gospel-hearted way that Jesus was calling me to. So many of us know the fear of the locked door. Jesus is alive, and yet we retreat and we protect ourselves. Notice that the risen Lord Jesus makes all the difference. He comes and he stands among them and he says, Shalom, peace be with you. He shows them his hands and his side. It's really him. And he conveys his peace again, this wonderful Hebrew greeting, Shalom. A positive peace, a wholeness, a peace that can be present even in the midst of terrifying circumstances. A sense of peace, even in the storm. And then he sends them out in the power of the Holy Spirit, as the words of the Anglican Communion service remind us, to live and work to his praise and glory. May God in these days equip us for mission and ministry. If you're struggling on the front line, if you're feeling afraid, may you know God's protection and help even as you minister. May our gracious and sovereign God be with you. If you are within a room which may not be locked, but you can't really move outside it for whatever reason. If you are feeling unwell, may God be with you. And in different ways, perhaps by telephone, perhaps by letter, perhaps through email, perhaps through other means, may God help us to care, to engage in mission and ministry in the power of the Holy Spirit and to hear Jesus' words, peace be with you. We pause and we reflect, and in a moment we ask God to apply his words into our lives. May his word today be a double-edged sword penetrating deeply into bones and marrow and heart and mind. Lord, we thank you that you understand our fears and our anxieties. And you come to us in your risen power and strengthen us. Lord, today we want to receive your amazing peace. We want to hear again your greeting, Shalom, peace be with you. Thank you that you speak peace to us, and that in your risen power, you give us that resurrection strength, not only for ourselves, but also for others. Thank you for your calling and sending. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit power, that we might be and do whatever you're calling us to be and do in this day and generation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.